Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. So yeah, they were together, gathered in that upper room. And they were celebrating what they thought was a normal Passover. They'd done it together before. And they knew the Passover well. They knew how it was supposed to go. And then all of a sudden, Jesus gets up from the table and takes off his outer garments. He ties a towel around himself and he begins to wash their feet. I can hear Peter now. Well, this isn't part of the meal. What's going on here? Peter was the good Lutheran. This is not what the liturgy says. We're supposed to stand here and not sit, right? Peter is the good Lutheran. But Jesus washed their feet. And he did it because he loved them. And that's kind of how the whole evening went, really. The whole evening was really filled with this amazement of love and wonder in this room, this upper room where bread and wine and horseradish and all those things were shared. Love filled the air because tonight Jesus was giving a glimpse of the new covenant to his disciples that would be sealed on the cross tomorrow. By the way, do you know what the word Monday means? It comes from a Latin word. Anybody know what it means? It means mandate. And if we're talking about it being a meal of love and a room filled with love, what was the mandate that Jesus gave his disciples that night? Love one another as I have loved you. So Jesus was revealing to us a new covenant. What is a covenant? That's my question to you. What's a covenant? Somebody tell me, what is a covenant? You have permission to talk. It's a promise. What else?
Contract.
A contract. Okay, what else?
A commitment.
A commitment. Okay. Promise, we've said. Yep, what else? Anything else?
An agreement.
An agreement. Yep. Anything else? So my sermon's done. You guys did so well. Yeah, all those things compromise a covenant, and that's what a covenant is. But a covenant is so much more, you see. In the biblical Old Testament understanding of covenant, when two sides made a promise or a contract together, there had to be a signing of that covenant in blood. Okay? Recall the Old Testament stories of walking through the blood of the animals, you know, that were laid there in halves. Okay, there had to be a sealing of blood. In our Old Testament lesson for tonight, in our Hebrews lesson tonight, we see that when Moses was with the people, he sprinkled them with blood. Why was he sprinkling them with blood? It was a reminder of the covenant that had been sealed in blood. Do you know why the covenant was sealed in blood? It was sealed in blood because the covenant was so strict that the party that broke the agreement, broke the commitment, broke the promise, had to die. And it was sealed in blood so that the party who broke the promise, let down the agreement, would die. Either the people who upheld it would kill them or they had to kill themselves. That's how serious a covenant was. Now you see how serious this old covenant thing is with God, huh? Yeah. You see God saying to his people, if you obey my commandments, if you love me, if you put me first, and we just studied the Ten Commandments, right? And what do we learn about the Ten Commandments and you and me? Guess what? We fail at them, right? So now the people of the Old Testament, they're hearing this, and we're hearing it, and we're looking at it thinking, oh my gosh, they're living in this old covenant. What's going to happen to them? They will die. God's people who fail to live according to his covenant will die the death that sin deserves because that's the covenant they were living under. You see, the old covenant was truly two-sided, based upon the law being lived out perfectly, or so they thought. Because the reality is, the people in the Old Testament never got it. And one of my favorite passages happens to be from Hosea 6:6. And this is what Hosea 6:6 says. For I desire mercy. The word here of Hebrew is chesed. It's fun to say it. Try it with me. Chesed. If you have a cold or something, it really clears out the throat. Chesed. Not sacrifice. An acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offering. And basically, in a nutshell, what God was saying to the people of the Old Testament is, the thing I desire from you most is not that you live perfectly according to the law yet, because you need to, but what I desire from you most is a relationship with me. I want your love. That's what chesed is. It's a love. It's an admiration. It's an upheld desire. It's an overwhelming, ardent desire for something. And it goes on and on and on. Chesed, if we had to translate chesed, the Hebrew word, into English, it would take up the whole Old Testament just for one word. And that's how much is in this word. But that's what God wanted with his people. He truly desired, first and foremost, a relationship with his people. But his people didn't get it. They never got it. They never got it. They'd break the law. They'd fall into exile. They'd do their appointed sacrifices. They'd come back and they'd be okay with God. And then they'd fall out of relationship with him again. Over and over, living in this cyclical cycle of Old Testament sin and disease and death, failing to have a relationship with God. On that Monday, Thursday, Jesus truly begins to usher in a new covenant of love and grace. It's amazing what Jesus does. Now watch this unfold, okay? Watch it unfold. The first thing he did was he took his outer garments off, and all he had basically on was his t-shirt and his boxer shorts. Maybe tidy whities. I don't know what kind of guy Jesus was. But that's what he had on. He ties a towel around him, and he goes and washes the disciples' feet. Now, I don't know about you, but I hate feet. I think feet are ugly. The only three feet I like are baby's feet, puppy paws, and my wife's feet. And it took me a while to get to my wife's feet because I don't like feet. A lot of pastors do foot washings on Monday, Thursday. You will not see that here. But Jesus did it. And can you imagine? They walked around all day in sandals, stepping in camel poop and everything. I mean, their feet were nasty. But here's Jesus, the master, the savior of the world, bending down and washing the feet of his servants. Now, that's love. You see that, right? That's love in action. That's what Jesus was talking about. So that's the first thing that happens. Then just the fact that he puts his clothes back on and goes back to the table and eats this meal with his disciples, that's a meal of love. That's an action of love, right? I mean, I know, moms, you cook these big meals for us on special holidays. That's an action of love because we love when our children come around our table and we love feasting with them, right? We love when they leave. Well, we love even better if they help clean up first, but we love when they leave sometimes too. But the reality is we love to have our family gathered with us around the table, especially at holidays. What joy that brings to us, and of course for this holiday. And then we know that Jesus had love on his mind with the new mandate that he gave when he said to his disciples, now listen, what you've seen here tonight, I've washed your feet, I've eaten this meal with you, I've talked with you, I've shared the gospel with you, and I want you to go and I want you to love other people. By loving other people, they will know that you're my what? Disciples. Now watch the miracle happen. Jesus then grabs a cup and some bread, and he blesses them, and he gives them out. And he says, this body is my broken body, the broken animals lying in two, right? Broken and given for you. And then he gets a cup, and he says, this is my blood. My blood shed for you. I want you to eat it and drink it and take it in. Hold it, receive it, feel it, experience it. Here's the miracle that happened. At that very moment, Jesus made a new covenant. And it was a one-sided covenant. He took the whole covenant on himself and sealed it in his blood. That's why the next day he had to go and die, because there was no way that you and I could ever, ever uphold God's perfect law on our own. So the next day, Jesus goes and dies and sheds his blood for you and for me so that we would be righteous, forgiven, and redeemed in the eyes of God the Father. That very night, Jesus ushered in a new covenant, one-sided, taking it all upon himself so that he could go to the cross to die for you, to die for your sins, so that you might be made new and alive in the eyes of God, taking away every piece of punishment that we deserved onto himself. So then in God's eyes, we would be perfect and clean and white as snow. Did you see that? Do you see that miracle? How with one loaf of bread and with one cup of wine, Jesus made a brand new, everlasting, one-sided covenant that solely depends on him, so that you and I may go to heaven to be with him forever. And all he says to do is go out and love, because I have loved you. In the name of Jesus, amen.